Today's economic fear forecast is high, and once again, it's all about Greek debt.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Global stocks are way down this morning because of new fears over the stability of the Eurozone. And the worries can be traced to Athens, where a national default is looking like more of a possibility. There's reluctance from Germany to step in again with another bailout of Greece. And the health of big European banks is in question because of their exposure to Greek debt. Let's bring in Marketplace's Stephen Beard at the European desk in London with more. Stephen, this Greek debt crisis seems to go in waves. Why is there so much fear out there today?
Well, fears are growing that Greece cannot implement the budget cuts and the tax increases they've agreed. Last week, IMF and European officials in Athens to check up on things left complaining the Greeks appear to be backsliding.
And usually when this European debt crisis flares up, the stocks tank, which, as I said, they are doing. But I also noticed that the euro currency has fallen to its lowest level against some other currencies since 2001. Why is the euro dropping so much today?
Well, because this does have the potential to rock the single currency, the euro, to its foundations. There's now quite open talk about Greece defaulting and leaving the eurozone, raising questions about other countries that use the euro too. Here's Daniel Gross of the Centre for European Policy Studies in Brussels.
What if financial markets think, if that can happen to Greece, next day it will happen to Portugal and then to Spain, Italy? Then, of course, all hell breaks loose.
If you have four or five of the 17 countries that use the euro defaulting, that really could tear the euro apart.
And if that were to happen, are we prepared, Stephen? I mean, we've certainly had the time to plan for such an event, but is the world prepared for this?
No, this is absolutely the worst-case scenario. It could plunge the global economy back into recession. Daniel Gross doesn't believe it's going to happen, however. He thinks the German people will finally agree to stand financially behind the weaker eurozone countries because, according to a recent study, bailing out those weak economies would cost Germans $1,500 a head, but picking up the pieces if the euro collapses would cost six times as much.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down sharply, as we said, across Europe and Asia this morning, more than 2% lower in Tokyo and down more than 4% in Paris, where French bank stocks are driving the markets lower. Here in the U.S., we'll get more details this morning about Bank of America when its CEO speaks to investors. There were reports last week that the bank may lay off as many as 40,000 people as it continues to face big problems in its mortgage division. On Wall Street Friday, the Dow plummeted 303 points, about 2.6%, to close at 10,992.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering IRA savings products and a Raise Your Rate 4-year CD. Learn more at allybank.com. And by CenturyLink, a new kind of broadband company linking Americans coast to coast with consistently fast speeds and personal service. More at CenturyLink.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
President Obama officially sends his $450 billion jobs plan to Capitol Hill today, and he'll be bouncing around the country this week putting pressure on Congress to pass it. We're going to talk now about the big picture with a guy who won a Nobel Prize last year for research on the job market. Peter Diamond is an economist at MIT, and he's with us now from Lexington, Massachusetts. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, when you look at what we're in right now, do you have comfort in the fact that perhaps we've been in a situation like this before, or do you feel like this is so new it's very different than anything we've been in before?
It's certainly very different from what we've seen since World War II. This is different because we have had both the housing bubble and bursts, and we've had a banking crisis so that a lot of the banks are weak. These are phenomena that we have not seen on this scale since the 30s, and also we're now facing the question of whether the sovereign default risk from Europe will impact us both through exports going down and from some possible impacts on asset values for the financial system.
Well, you mentioned housing. I mean, can we get out of this, whatever it is that we're in, without fixing the housing market?
Eventually, yes, but it would be much better to do it more quickly. And the important thing to do it more quickly is to renegotiate a lot of mortgages. Let's start with small businesses. Where does a lot of the wealth of the kind of people who start small businesses lie? In their houses. So right now, with a house underwater, it's not going to grow out for a long time. And so the ability of small business to start up new things and expand is highly limited.
If people are listening to this interview, is there any reason that they should think that we are going to be okay, that we'll get out of this in the next couple of years and be fine?
I have no doubt sooner or later we'll get out of it. The real question is the distinction between sooner or later. What I worry about is whether Congress will, in a bipartisan way, take things that neither party necessarily favors so we get a good compromise and move forward, or whether we get more stalemate. Stalemate hurts the economy in multiple ways, that we don't get the legislation, and that people get increasingly concerned about a dysfunctional government.
Nobel Prize-winning economist Peter Diamond from MIT, thank you so much for joining us.
Happy to have had the chance.
And finally, it is Monday, but according to a new survey, we should really call it Moan Day. Apparently, we spend on average 34 minutes complaining on Monday mornings compared with just 22 minutes on other days. The source of our Monday complaints typically revolve around how much work we have ahead of us or how much we already miss the weekend. The survey, by the way, comes from the company Flomax Relief. And frankly, it is just too early in the week for me to explain what Flomax does. So take a break from your moaning and look it up yourself. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Multitask, downtime. We use words like that all the time, but do we really know what they mean?
The word boss actually comes from Dutch plantations. A work boss was somebody who was in charge of the overseer of the slaves on the plantation.
That's us, I guess. I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Wage Slaves Glossary. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.